You're listening to BFBS. It's the Groove Collective with Mario and legend Louis Vega on the telephone line with us tonight. Louis, you were talking about kind of decks and studio and DJing and passion. Is that passion kind of a little bit hotter on the decks when you're behind the decks, or do you love getting into the production suite and kind of twiddling knobs?
Well, you know, when I'm behind the decks, everything is just so spontaneous. You know, nothing's planned, and I think that's where the magic comes in, because whatever happens, happens at that moment, and it's based on my relationship between the crowd and myself. So, you know, we feed off each other, and if there are other DJs there and my friends, we feed off each other as well, and we have a good time. But I also love working in the studio. I love producing artists. I love producing musicians and coming up with all these, you know, conceptual albums and working with artists and making the music fit them like a glove, you know. Making these records, I really get to explore, and working with an artist like Bodhisattva and Mr. V and Luisito Quintero, you know, everybody I've produced on Vega Records has given me an opportunity to explore my horizons and really dig deep into my production skills.
Well, let's talk about your production skills again, because the latest, Mad Styles and Crazy Visions 2, it's been a while since the first one, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I never realized, I mean, I put out so many different mixed compilations over the years and albums, but this one's really special. When Pete from BBE came up to me, he's like, you know, I really want to do Mad Styles and Crazy Visions 2, and the last time we did that was, what, in late 90s sometime. It was a CD mixed comp that came out really before its time. It had a lot of sounds that were kind of like the future in those days. And, you know, now when I did the new one, I really had to dig deep. And, you know, I really got to explore new sounds from young up-and-coming artists all the way from South Africa, you know, Italy, and, of course, back at home, and all my friends making, you know, new records. So, you know, I really dug hard and... you know, it was really a cool opportunity to be able to bring together a mesh of sounds. You know, it goes anywhere from the Afro sound to the deep house sound, and it gets a little techie here, and it gets, you know, real vocally there. So, you know, the challenge was to make that all flow and you know, feel seamless and still take you on that musical journey. It goes in all different directions, but I think it, you know, it definitely shows the quality of house music. It has a little bit of a sophistication, but at the same time, there's beats and grooves there that kind of pulls in the young people. So I think it, you know, it kind of goes around the scope a bit.
It's a great album. We wish you every success. What's next for Louis then?
Well, next for Louis is we're preparing now for Ibiza. Last year, Anane and myself, we started a night called Sunset Ritual over at the Blue Marlin, which is a beautiful beach club. We did 7 weeks in Ibiza. It was a big success. A lot of people were talking about it on the island. And, you know, it's a really beautiful beach club with a beautiful restaurant. The party actually starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 5 in the morning. We have been asked to come again this year. So we're going to go there from July 23rd to September 10th. Also have new albums coming out, the Anane's World Remix Collection, which is in 3 volumes. We also have a new artist named Bodhisattva, who is from Central Africa. He just recorded a double album, when a release, actually, with BBE. And I'm also working on the new Elements of Life album, which I'm almost done. And when I'm done at the end of June, hopefully I will be releasing it at the end of September.
Are you ever tempted to go out on tour as well with a sort of Elements of Life, the whole live band thing?
Yes, once we have the album out, we definitely do want to go on tour.
Louis, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Before we let you go, maybe
thank
a message
you.
From you to the forces around the world, both British and also your fellow countrymen who are out in possibly, probably less comfortable surroundings than you and I are in tonight.
Well, you know, I want to send a message out to all the forces from the UK and the United States, and I want to say thank you so much for being out there protecting us. And I know it's pretty rough out there, but, you know, we're always thinking about you guys and really appreciate what you do. And we send our love to you guys, and hopefully this music that's going out to you out there will at least give you a little release. Just, you know, put on some headphones, close your eyes and listen, and hopefully we can make you smile a little bit. I mean, you know, stay strong as you all are. We love you guys.
Louis, that's great. Thanks again, yeah?
You're welcome. Thank you very much.